Soros's strategic stake, a move toward media influence? Texas border business, staff. In a move that has caught the eye of major news outlets and political observers alike, billionaire George Soros is reported to be taking a significant step into the media dominion by acquiring a substantial stake in Odyssey, the United States' second-largest radio group. This development, first detailed by the New York Post, highlights Soros's investment through his Soros Fund Management into the media company, known for its extensive network of over 220 radio stations across the nation. According to the New York Post, Soros Fund Management has acquired $400 million of senior debt in Odyssey, a company that recently filed for bankruptcy protection amid nearly $2 billion in debt. The purchase was made at a striking rate of 50 cents on the dollar, from a hedge fund known as H.G. Vora, showcasing Soros's savvy in capitalizing on financial opportunities. This strategic move has sparked speculation among political and financial circles regarding Soros's intentions, especially with the November elections on the horizon. An insider, described as a Republican and close to the situation, suggested to the Post that Soros's investment might be aimed at exerting greater influence as the elections draw near, a notion that adds a layer of political intrigue to the financial transaction. Odyssey's portfolio includes a variety of influential radio stations, such as 94.7-FM WIAD, The Drive, 106.7-FM WJFK, The Fan, and 95.5-FM WPGC in the Washington, D.C. area, along with flagship stations like New York's 1010 Winds and Los Angeles KNX. The diversity and reach of these stations stress the potential impact of Soros's investment on the media landscape, particularly in terms of content and editorial direction. The acquisition has also been framed in different lights by other media outlets. Yahoo News emphasized Soros's investment as part of a broader strategy to shift power to Democrats in Texas, suggesting a political calculus behind the financial moves. Meanwhile, the New York Times reported on Soros's preparations to invest in Odyssey, hinting at the broader implications for the Open Society's founders' engagement in media and communication platforms. A federal court hearing in Houston set for February 20 will further address the debt restructuring, potentially shedding more light on the future of Odyssey and Soros's role in its operations. As the situation develops, the intersection of media, finance, and politics in Soros's latest venture will undoubtedly continue to generate discussion and debate among observers and stakeholders alike. George Soros's venture into the media sector through Odyssey represents a blend of financial judgment and potential political strategy. As details emerge and the impact of this investment unfolds, all eyes will be on the implications for Odyssey's network of stations and the larger media environment in the run-up to the critical November elections. In a recent article, we referenced a report from the New York Post regarding Soros Fund Management's acquisition of debt in Odyssey. Our article incorrectly described the nature of the debt acquired. We have been informed by Mr. David Heim, Senior Director of Corporate Communications and PR at Odyssey, that the correct classification of this debt is senior debt. We apologize for any confusion caused and are happy to clarify this critical detail. Our commitment to accuracy and transparency remains firm, and we thank Mr. Heim for bringing this to our attention.